Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chazdai, Pesach Vansir, Harav Mir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. Well, of course, we're going to talk about the results in the South Carolina primary. Unfortunately, Donald Trump, the anti-Israel candidate, the left-wing candidate, the Democrat, who is pretending to be a Republican, unfortunately, he won that primary and won by a big margin. And that makes him the clear prohibitive favorite for the Republican presidential nomination. It makes him the clear runaway front runner. It doesn't mean it's impossible to stop him. I don't think he's unstoppable yet, but it does mean the odds certainly favor him winning the nomination. And it's a tough uphill battle to stop him at this point. If you recall, throughout all of the conversations we've had and all the videos we've done and all the posts we've put up and all the work we've done to try to help Ted Cruz and to try to fight against Donald Trump, we've always said the odds are against us. The odds are overwhelmingly against us. That continues to be true. And the reason it's true is because Donald Trump has a huge ally. His ally is the left-wing media. The left-wing news media promotes him with wall-to-wall coverage, constantly making him the only candidate that gets any attention. In a situation like that, the low-information voters who are too dumb to check things out for themselves will naturally go with the flow and do what the media tells them to do. They support Donald Trump. And so he got 33% of the vote in South Carolina. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz were in effect tied for second place with 22%. Each of them got 22%. Rubio got 22%, Cruz got 22%. Rubio, by a fraction of a percent, has maybe 1,000 votes more than Cruz, so barely he made second place, but it's effectively a tie for second place. What does that mean? That means, again, that Trump is the clear favorite for the nomination. He's not certain to get the nomination. We're going to continue to fight him, but the odds are certainly in his favor at this point. As far as Marco Rubio, Marco Rubio had the support of the governor, the popular governor of the state, who has more than 80% approval rating in the state. So the popular governor of the state was supporting Marco Rubio. The popular senator, Senator Scott, was supporting Marco Rubio. The popular congressman, Trey Gowdy, was supporting Marco Rubio. The news media supported Marco Rubio. And Fox Television and Fox News, which most Republican voters watch, they supported Marco Rubio. So Marco Rubio had overwhelming institutional, financial, and organizational advantages. It's true that Ted Cruz had a stronger ground game organization on the ground. He had a stronger organization. But Marco Rubio had institutional advantages because he was supported by practically every important figure in the South Carolina political establishment and by the news media, which is the sole source of news and information for the vast majority of voters. So in a situation like that, Marco Rubio should have done a lot better. And yet, he and Ted Cruz were in a tie. They basically tied. What about Cruz? Did he run a good campaign? I think he's run an excellent campaign. I really do. But you know, he's been attacked unfairly by everybody. No one has been attacked as viciously and unfairly as Ted Cruz has been. They've all ganged up on him. They've all relentlessly smeared him. We see this not only from the regular left-wing news media, which we would expect because Ted Cruz is the only conservative running, the only true conservative running, and the only true Republican running. So not only will we expect the left-wing media to attack him, but Fox News, which is the phony right, the establishment in the Republican Party, Fox News has attacked him mercilessly every single day, the most vicious attacks from Fox News. And so for him to overcome all of that and get into a situation where he actually tied Marco Rubio 22% each of them got 22%, I think shows that he's running a much more effective campaign than Marco Rubio, and he's a more effective and electable candidate. But at this point, it's going to be very hard. It's going to be very hard to overcome the advantages that Donald Trump has. Because Donald Trump, he gets about a third of the vote. He has roughly a third of the vote, and about two-thirds of the Republicans are against him right now. But that two-thirds is split, four ways, five ways, split among four or five different candidates. So in a situation like that, of course, Donald Trump wins. And since we're going to have a lot of primaries and caucuses that are, a lot of primaries at least, that are winner-take-all, where if you win with 30% of the vote, you get 100% of the delegates. As long as you get more votes than anyone else, even if you only get 30%, you still win all of the delegates. We're going to have a lot of contests like that coming up. South Carolina was a contest pretty much like that. South Carolina, you won 29 out of the 50 delegates automatically if you just got the most votes, which Trump did. And then the other 21 were divided according to what you got in congressional districts, and Trump carried all seven congressional districts, so he got all 50 delegates from South Carolina. As long as the anti-Trump vote, which is still the majority vote in the Republican Party, as long as the anti-Trump vote is split, Trump wins. Trump winds up winning. And now we're headed toward a situation where it's going to be very hard to stop him. On Tuesday, we have the Nevada caucuses. Trump is almost certainly going to win in Nevada, unless there's a political miracle, God willing, but unlikely. And then after that, on March 1st, we have about a dozen states voting, a very, very crucial day, March 1st. Most of those votes are in the South. Most of the delegates are going to be in the South, where Ted Cruz has to do well. And again, we have the phenomenon that we've had all along, where the anti-Trump vote is split, and Trump is able to get in with 30-33%, while all the anti-Trump vote is split. So it's going to be very hard to defeat him. We're going to continue to fight for Ted Cruz, because he's the best candidate. He's the only true conservative candidate. He's the only candidate that truly has a pro-Israel approach and truly supports Israel. All the other candidates are phony on that issue. Donald Trump happens to be anti-Israel. Donald Trump has made statements saying that he's going to push hard for so-called peace with so-called Palestinians, with Israel and so-called Palestinians. We know what that means, and that Israel has to make painful concessions and has to be willing to give up a lot of things. I mean, he's speaking just like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. There's no difference. On Israel and the Middle East, there's no difference between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. No difference whatsoever. Trump is anti-Israel. Trump is an enemy of Israel. And on American issues, we know that he's left-wing. We know that he's a liberal Democrat. So that's what we're faced with. That's the situation. Hillary Clinton won in Nevada, and I think she's going to win easily in South Carolina. I think she's going to be the nominee. I don't think Bernie Sanders is going to defeat her. That's why we haven't done videos attacking Bernie Sanders. We haven't really spent any time on him, because I always thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win. And I do think she's going to win. I think she's going to be the Democrat nominee. So it looks like it's going to be a race between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. God forbid, we hope still that something will happen to stop Donald Trump, but that's what it looks like. And if that happens, we're out. We're sitting it out. JTF is not going to endorse either Clinton or Trump. But it's not over yet. You're still going to see us fighting in the weeks to come for Ted Cruz. You're still going to see us putting up a fight. And maybe something can be salvaged out of the situation. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We're going to continue to fight. And I want you to know something. From the beginning, when we started supporting Ted Cruz, when he was at just the 2 or 3% in the polls, and everybody laughed at him and said he has no chance of winning. In fact, when he announced his candidacy, on the day he announced his candidacy, all the late-night comics, their main joke about him was that he had, this guy's running, is he kidding? He has no chance of winning. That's what everybody said. So we took a chance and we went with somebody because he was a good candidate, because he was honest and moral and sincere and a strong leader and a true friend of Israel and the Jewish people. And so we took a chance, we went with him, and all along I've said to my fellow JTFers, you know, though, that the odds are overwhelmingly against us. That was clear from the start. But I'm so proud of the fact that we took this stand. I'm proud of the fact that we are willing to take unpopular stands, that we're willing to go against the odds, that we're willing to do difficult things if we think it's right, if we think it's the right thing to do. We're not political prostitutes. We don't just go with the winner and blow with the wind. We do what's right even when it's unpopular. And that's what Jews are supposed to be. That's why Jews are supposed to be a light unto the nations and a holy nation, a nation of priests. That means you're willing to go against the tide. That means you're willing to go to swim upstream. You're willing to fight uphill. You're willing to fight for things even when they're unpopular. And that truly, as all of you know, you're all witnesses to it, for the past several years. If any organization has been willing to take unpopular stands, if any organization has been willing to fight against the odds for all types of causes, it's been JTF. And I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of what we've done. And we're going to continue the fight. Again, it's not over yet. We still got contests coming up on March 1st and elsewhere. We're going to continue to fight for Ted Cruz. God willing, maybe there'll be a miracle. Who knows? Until it's over, we keep fighting. But it's not, you know, even if we are unable to select the candidate for president that we want, Ted Cruz, even if we lose this battle, as all along we knew the odds were overwhelmingly against us to begin with, even if we lose this battle, let's be very clear that, you know, we still have a fight for the survival of Israel, and we can go back to concentrating on Israel and the survival of Israel and the cause of Israel. And, you know, we're gonna still be very much a part of that battle. That you can count on, that you can be sure of. We're still going to be fighting for the Jewish dissidents who are being persecuted by the Israeli government and the Israeli authorities. We're still going to be fighting for the rights of Jews to live throughout the land of Israel. We're still going to be fighting to wake the people of Israel up as to the fact that we have to get the millions of Arabs who hate the Jewish people and want to destroy the Jewish people out of Israel. We're going to be fighting for those things. And so we're still going to be an important part of what takes place in Israel, no matter what. We just wanted to help Israel by having a president that, for a change, would actually be on our side. We wanted to do that. We knew that it was going to be difficult to do, but we wanted to do that, and we still want to do that. So we're still going to try. But no matter what happens in the presidential race, remember one thing. We're going to go back. If we can't make it in the presidential race, we're going to go back to doing what we do for Israel right after the presidential election, by the way. Next year, we will likely have an Israeli election for Knesset, and we're going to get involved in that. We'll see if we can have an impact on that. There might be a party running that we may be able to support, that we may get involved with. We'll let you know what happens when the time comes. We are in discussion with people about doing that. So we may yet play a role on the Israeli political scene. Regardless, you know that it's important that our message in Hebrew and in English get across to the people of Israel and the people of the United States. You know how important it is. You know that we're telling the truth. You know that we're fighting for a just cause, a righteous cause. And that's why we're in this world. So help us. There are four things you can do to help us out and be part of our team that is working to try to make this a better world. Sometimes we fight against the odds. Sometimes we win. Sometimes we lose. But we're fighting a just cause, a righteous cause. And it's always worthwhile to stand up for the truth and tell the truth. Four things we need to have for you to help us out. Number one, we need your prayer. Please pray for our success. Number two, when you see our Hebrew and or English videos, please promote those videos, liking, favoriting, commenting, and so on and so forth, spreading the word. Hebrew English videos, promote those videos. Even if you don't speak Hebrew, you can promote the Hebrew video if you see a Hebrew video that we do. That's number two. Number three, go to our website. If you speak Hebrew, Hayamin.org. Atar shelano beivrit hu Hayamin.org. Atar chashuv, atar echuti. I just said that we have a quality site, an important site in Hebrew, Hayamin.org, which is Hayamin.org. Go to that site if you speak Hebrew. If you don't speak Hebrew, then you should be active on our English site, JTF.org. JTF.org, of course, is the site that the great Shlomo gives us every week with great articles and posts. Every day, updates. Every day. I mean, it's just a fantastic site, an essential site if you really want to know what's going on. That's the third thing. Fourth, of course, our downfall is that we don't have enough money to make a big difference at critical times. We make a difference, but if we had more money, we'd make a much bigger difference. We'd make a much bigger difference. Look at what we did. Look at what we did for Soviet Jewry when we were running JDL. Look at what we did when we had, with our meager resources, we had a Facebook page, and 27,000 people in 3 months signed up on our Facebook page, liked our Facebook page, and became part of our Facebook page in Israel. In Israel, a small country like Israel, 27,000 people in just 3 months. When we have a chance to reach the people, especially the people of Israel, with our message, It's something that does generate support and that does bring results. Help us. Help us so that we can send support, financial support and other support, to the families of Jewish dissidents that are being held in prison, of Jews that are being persecuted. Help us so that we can help the Hilltop Youth, so that we can prevent the land of Israel from ever being surrendered and Israel from committing national suicide, God forbid. Help us so that in the United States we can continue our campaign to try to influence the presidential election as best we can, as we've been trying to. And I think we've, you know, considering our resources, we've done quite a bit. I mean, we made quite a splash considering our limited resources. You know, we have quite a few videos up there on the presidential campaign, so I think we've made our presence known, certainly on YouTube. If things don't go our way, at least we tried our best, and we made an important statement about what we should have in a presidential candidate. And I think that's very important. In any event, if you want us to be more successful, if you want us to reach more people, if you believe this is an important message, if you want to fight for things that are true and just and righteous, even if they're unpopular, then we need your support. Every check, money order, cash donation makes a big difference. Every check, cash donation, money order that's sent to our post office box, it really does make a difference. Or if you prefer, for convenience sake, to make a donation online with your credit card, all you have to do is go to our Hebrew site. It's on our Hebrew main page, hayamin.org. On top, there's a donate button in English. It's the only thing in English on the Hebrew page. On top, you'll see a donate button in English, and in several minutes, you can very easily and conveniently donate to us with your credit card. Help us out. Let's work together. Those are the four things we need you to do. Prayer, promoting our videos, becoming active on our main pages, contributions to support us financially. Those are the four things we need you to do. Let's continue the fight. We're going to continue the fight. You'll see us. You'll see us with our videos and our other activities. And you can go to our page every single day, updated repeatedly by the great Shlomo. Together we're going to fight. And I believe that just as we changed history for Soviet Jewry when we ran the JDL, just as we've changed things in many cases in the land of Israel, we've been very helpful to people that were in trouble in the land of Israel. We've been the people that have come in and provided the assistance to them that has made a difference. Just as we've been able to do that, we can make a difference again. With your help, together, let's work to change history and make this a better world. Until next week, for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.